Welcome to Viewpoint, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and thank you for inviting us to your New York apartment to have this chance to talk with you. What, in your estimation, is the abiding greatness and strength of America?
I think what if we look over the period of last 175 years, it's not been our economic strength or our military power so much as the moral leadership that we've provided. Not that we've always lived up to our ideals or our principles, because I don't think we always have. But I think basically a trend and our thread that runs through our history is the fact that we've provided internally within our own country, and as we become more involved with world affairs, a certain moral leadership that and a recognition of the dignity of the individual that has inspired people around the world.
What are some of the great issues that you consider facing our nation today?
Well, I think internally, the problems of poverty within our urban centers and in our rural areas is still very, very much with us, and the fact that there is even greater division between those who are affluent and wealthy on one hand and those who are very poor on the other has to be a matter of great concern. The fact that we have small children in the United States by the thousands who are slowly starving to death, as I've seen them in the United States, is unsatisfactory. The fact that we have people, men, who can't find employment, can't find jobs because of lack of training, because of inaccessibility to jobs and employment, must be a matter of conscience for us. I think our relationships around the rest of the globe is our position is going to be, not only in connection with finding a solution to the terrible struggle in Vietnam, but the fact that we are 6% of the population and we have more than 50% of the wealth, that our gross national product last year grew at a rate that was double the gross national product of all of the black Africa. That we have companies and corporations in the United States who, after paying taxes, have profits greater than 70 of the countries of the world. That whether we can live with this great wealth and this great affluence, the rest of the world either starves or becomes more illiterate. How we're going to deal with that, not just financially, but how we're going to deal with those other nations, what kind of an interest we're going to take in their development, whether we're going to furnish a position of leadership or whether we're going to try to withdraw. I think those are some of the basic questions that we're going to have to deal with. I think also involved in it is the control of these mass weapons, these weapons of mass destruction. We now, for the first time, have the power to destroy all of mankind. We move technologically far faster than, and control science is far faster and easier than we are able to control ourselves.
How about the heart of the American people? Do you think that they're interested, those who have, do you think they're interested in those who have not?
Yes, I do. I don't think that that's tapped at times, and that's not brought out and developed at times, but I think that that exists.
How are we going about tapping it in this country to start with?
Well, I think that this is a difficult period. I think we've done a great deal, but I think there's so much more that needs to be done. And I'm not sure yet that in some of our segments of our society there's a recognition of that. I think there's more recognition perhaps in some of the business community than there is in any other group. But I don't think, for instance, the clergy or the churches have really played the role that they should have played in these matters.
Who has taken the leadership in recognizing social
ills? Well, I don't think it's probably been done enough. I mean, we've talked about it a good deal. I mean, there's been a lot of speeches about it by everybody, but I don't know that we've done a great deal. And it seems to me that, I think we have to do more in Congress and we have to do more in Washington. But the group that has played a very minor role, it seems to me, when their obligation responsibility is great, is the organized churches within our country. That's across the United States, I think. I think that they could provide the kind of leadership that is so necessary during this period of time. It's not getting intimately involved in politics, because I know churches don't want to do that. But it is to the function of a church, it seems to me, and not to just preach the gospel on Sunday, but to give it some meaning. And I would like to see a more active involvement than I've seen in the past. The church played a major role, for instance, in the passing of the Civil Rights Bill in 1964. Without the backing of the religious leaders within the country, we wouldn't have passed that legislation. But since then, even though the crisis grows, and even though there are individual clergymen who, you know, have just played a major role and very, very important role, for instance, with the grape strikers out in California, and with some of our urban problems, and in some of the areas of the United States, they played a very major role as institutions, and in a major way, the churches really haven't done as much as they should. I don't excuse myself or excuse the fact that we in Congress haven't done enough, because I reckon, as I said at the beginning, I don't think we have. But maybe we could, an active involvement by churches and clergymen would bring about us doing what we should do.